Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw niflos gedolos mitaras Hashem, and hopefully now we'll continue and we'll see more niflos. That would be just crazy awesome. Emir tzeh Hashem yisbarach. So we saw the steer in the Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Yisori HaTorah 5:4 that if a person was told Yiharag Bal Yavor, and that's the halacha, and he was over, and he wasn't nerag, he wasn't killed when he was supposed to be, he's mechal Hashem, but he's not punished. And then the Rambam goes weiter in halacha vav, and he says that if there's something that's dangerous, a person's in mortal danger, and the doctor said that the only refuah he has is one of the major three isurim, gilash v'chsam avodazara, and he does it, then he's taka punished. Give him onish based on whatever is right. It's considered an avera that mandates punishment. So the famous kash everybody asks is, I don't understand. You just told us in Halacha Dalet that you don't get punished when one's life is in danger. So why then does the Rambam say that when one isn't sick and he does one of the big three asurim, he is punished? So we saw the yishuv of the stira, numerous achronim say, the Ur Sameach, the Rugged Shavar, many others, Chandis Shleime, that in the first case he's called ones because it's direct. He's being told, yeah, either do this, you must do this, and if you don't do this, we're going to kill you. So there he's being forced to do the Yatzim Maisa. When a person's sick, nobody's forcing him to be misrape with Gila Rai Shvichav Samar Rezara. What's endangering his life is the illness, and he wants to do Hatzalah with one of the major three Averis. Oh, Hatzalah with one of the major three Averis, that already one is Chayiv Misa for. But that's not like it. The first case, where there he was being forced to do the Maisa Avera, here is nobody's forcing him to do the Maisa Avera. You're sick, we tell the person, so okay, one of the big three Averis, you should die. He does, and he does a Maisa Hatzalah, he gets punished. Mashen Ken, when it comes to a person who's being forced to do one of the three Averis, there he's Mamash Onus, he's Onus on the Maisa. And either sleep with this woman or we'll kill you. So in such a case, if he sleeps with a woman, so he's being forced to do this maisis. They're forcing him to sleep with this woman. So Mimela, in such a case, he's forced on the maisa avera, and therefore he's not punished. He's not doing a mitzvah, he's mechal Hashem, but he's not punished. So that's the chiluk, which we discussed at length, up to 35 minutes worth. And then now we're going to continue. Again, this is based on the Torah of Hagon Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the great Baal HaSridei Esh. And there's also beautiful footnotes here, beautiful ha'aris, written by the son of his Talmud, or Rav Weingart, or Rav Avraham Weingart. So it's amazing, amazing sefer, the Chidushei Hagon Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. So the Tzafnas Penech brings a raya for this chilek from Gittin 55b about Sikrikum. Sikrikum are these non-Jewish thugs, these idolatrous murderers. So a Jew gives this idolatrous murderer land in order to save himself. And he says to him, Titmila Taive, I want you to do me a favor. Take this karka and don't kill me. What do you need to kill me for? You can get out of it. Here you can have this beautiful ranch in Texas. De Be'es Haruge Milchama, Rashi. What's Haruge Milchama? Milchemes Titus. Shehaisa b'Yerushalayim u'b'Yehuda kana hasikrikon legamre v'alokech mimenu mikchokayim. So at the time of the war of Titus that was in Yerushalayim and in Judah, the sikrikon is kana. And if somebody buys from him, the sale is a valid sale, Rashi says. What gives this sale validity? Agav unsei, ki amar lei sakar kazuv henicheni akni eni alei b'leiv shalem. Kaimel antalov zovin zvina zvine. It's because of his own ness. When he says, take this land, he really is makin it b'leiv shalem. He really wants to give this guy his land. Avada yo. And we paskin that if a person is compelled to sell and he sells because of this compulsion, sale's a valid sale because he really wants to sell it. So here also he really wants to sell it. The only problem is that this din of Talyuv Zovin was only said when the criminal receives money, Rashbam Bava Basra 48a. But Talyuv Yahiv, here it's a case of Talyuv Yahiv. Talyuv Yahiv ain matnaso matana. His matana is not a matana. Talyuv Yahiv ain matnaso matana. Only Talyuv Zovin, you have to get Medafkrigen Geld, as they say in Portuguese. You have to get money. But he didn't get any money. Talyuv Yahiv ain matnaso matana. No money. There's no matana. And here the Sikrikon didn't give any money. So therefore, Medarv Zogin, we have to say that since the onus wasn't on the field, rather the idolater wanted to kill the Jew, and the Jew saves himself by giving this shochad, by giving this bribe, this field, Gamar v'yayiv, even though he sold it, he intended to sell it, even though he did not receive money. So we see a yesod for the chiluk that we said before. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is that when one is compelled to sell the land, so in such a case, we say that if he doesn't receive money, he doesn't intend to sell it. He has to receive money. That's when one is compelled to sell the land. So too, and in contrast to that, when one is not compelled to sell the land, but he chooses to do it of his own will, of his own volition, then he doesn't have to receive money. So in our case, when someone is sick, is someone compelling this person to do one of the three averis? No. He's choosing to. So that's considered that he did it baratzon. Just like tell Yehuvi Yahiv. Just like in our case, where he gave it willingly. Nobody was forcing him to give the land, but he just, that was his choice. So what do we say? We say there, that's called Ratzon. When is it not called Ratzon? When he's forced to sell the land. And we say there's only Ratzon if he gets money. If he doesn't get money, then it's not considered Ratzon. But when nobody is forcing him to sell the land itself, but rather he is choosing to sell it in order to bribe the guy not to kill him, in such a case, even without money, it's considered that he's doing it of his own volition. So too in our case, when someone is sick, nobody's compelling him to do one of the major three averes, but he chooses to, that's called ratzon. Mashenken, when he's forced on the etzem maisa, that's not called ratzon. That's called ones, and therefore he's not punished. When he's forced, he's do gila arayis. If you don't do gila arayis, I'll kill you. Oh, there he does the gila arayis. That's onus. But he just happens to be sick. And he knows that if he sleeps with this maidel, mamashi's going to get better. And she just happens to be an ashesish. So in such a case, he is, this is an example of Gemara, he is choosing, similar example, he is choosing to do this, that's called ratzon. So the tzafnas paneach, at gebrengt, at ge'enish araya, from the Sikrikun to our case, that when you give it the Ratzon, even though there is an onus involved, meaning he doesn't want to die, but since he's not compelled to sell the land, the guy never asked for the land, it's considered he's doing it his own will. So too, when a person's sick, nobody's asking him to sleep with this woman, but he's choosing to, that's considered ratzon, and mamela he's going to be punished. He's going to get what he deserves. So that's the Tzafnas Paneach Saraya. The MS, B'svara zu behezber divrei Rashi, kvar kodmu bebeis Yosef b'cheshen mishpat, b'simin reish hei, divu amaschu b'med var amamurim, ayin sham. So it's not such a kasha, right? I don't know. It's well known that the rugged shaver was not so into achronim, to make an understatement. So I don't know if he was a Baki in Beis Yosef. It could be that he was, but he was certainly a Baki in Bavli and Yerushalmi, which he knew inside, outside, and upside down, and he was certainly a Baki in Midrashim, which he knew inside, outside, and upside down. He was certainly a Baki in a lot of things, the Rambam, but I don't know about the Beis Yosef. Al Koponim, the Beis Yosef gives this Hezber in Rashi, that even though normally we say that there has to be an Asinas Kesef, Talyu V'Yav only works if there's money given, but here there doesn't have to be money given because he chose to give it. Gomer V'Yav Afilu Lo Kibel Mos, this is considered Ratzon. However, says Harav Weinberg Zichrono Livracha, it's not a Raya. V'gam ra'aya zot eina ra'aya l'nidon de ha-Rambam. This ra'aya is not a ra'aya for the Rambam's case. Why not? To be gemara bava basrim em zayin amud beiz, amru, shayni unso de nafshe, it's different when there's an onus on the person, bo ha'adam ne'enas l'mkor chafetzav mechamat dochak ma'ot, where a person is nanas to sell his property because of monetary needs, from unsa da achrina, from the ones of someone else. What's unsa da achrina? So Akdrashi, Rashbam, that there he's being forced to sell. Shemachrichan also limkor. There he's not gamar umakni. When it's dochak mos, he's gamar umakni. When he's not dochuk lamos, but someone else is forcing him, there he's not gamar umakni. That's the chilik of the Gemara. And the chilik is pashit. De behakna'a, omer rav, lo ba'inan hakna'a meretzono hakol. Ela ba'inan gemirut dat lehaknot. By hakna'a, we don't need that he be makne of his own goodwill, but rather just that he intend, yev gemiris das, to be makne. V'lachen, be'unsad de'nafshe, yesh gemirut dat leknot. If a person has a strong need for money, for mizumanim as they call them in Israel, for cash, so he has gemiris das. Aval be'unsay de'achrini, en gemirut dat. But when somebody else is me'anis, he's not gemir das. He doesn't have gemir das to sell, to farkoifin, I think they say in Polish. Ve'hilkach b'ratzu lehorgo v'itzilet atzma yidei shochat shel sadehu haveku unsa denafshe. And therefore, when it comes to somebody coming to kill him, this Sikrukun is coming to kill him, and he willingly gives money, that's unsa denafshe, and there is Gemiris Das. There is Gemiris Das. In other words, the whole Shaila is, is there Gemiris Das or is there no Gemiris Das? So here there's Gemiris Das. So normally we say that this is called Unsa Dachrini. because somebody else is forcing him. But the reason when somebody else is forcing him to sell, it's not considered a valid sale, is because he doesn't have Gemira's Das. But here, where his life is at stake, there Itaka has Gemira's Das. אז אנחנו מבקשים מהרוג את שבר לא להביא מכאן ראייה. זה לא ראייה בכלל. אבל באיסורים, but that's different than the Rambam's case of איסורים. אבל באיסורים, אין לחלק בין אונסה דנפשי לאונסה דאחריני. וכל אונס שהוא פותר מעונש. ולא גרה מי שנתרפא באיסורים מחמת פחד מיתה, מהד אמרו בכתובות נון א' עמוד ב' באשת איש שנאנסה, דאם הייתה תחילתה באונס וסופה ברצון, מותרת לבעלה דייצרה על בשה. But by איסורים, there is no חילוק, the rugged shavus חילוק was between אונסה דנפשי and אונסה דאחריני. So we said that when it comes to קניונים, when it comes to גמירס דאס, so our case is like a case of unsa denavshe. He really wants to sell it. Just like when he really wants the money, he really wants to sell it. So too, when he really wants to save his life, he really wants to sell it. But when it comes to isurim, any ones patters from onesh. Any ones. Doesn't matter where the ones is coming from. And we cannot, and there's no, and somebody was misrape, beisurim, somebody who's misrape beisurim is no different, is no less. When he's misrape beisurim because he's scared of dying, is no less than an ashes ish shenansa. That if it was tchilasa beones v'sofa beratzen, let's say a woman's raped. And at the beginning, it was rape. She said, oh, this is disgusting. And then in the end, she had a ratza. So the halacha is that she's permitted to her husband, the yitzra albisha. Rashi writes, v'gam ze ones, that betchilas bi'ila shehi ba'ones, helbisha ha'boel yitzer. This is also called ones, because at the beginning of the bi'ila, which is ba'ones, the Yetzer overcame her. She said, oh, this is good. So the purpose of this tushtel is to show that sometimes there's a pu'ula which seems externally to be done of one's own volition, and yet mipchina mishpatit, legally it's considered an onus because of the circumstances. So here also the Maisa, she's having a Ratzin, but because of the Ratzin was forced upon her. V'gam benitrape, neima gamken, the Yetzer shel pachad mavet, mita al b'shei. Also, if one is misirape, b'isurim, so yeah, it looks like the person's doing it willingly, that they're doing one of the big three averis willingly in order to heal themselves. Yeah, but you're right, it looks like it's willingly, but the circumstances dictate that the person really doesn't want to do it. The person's really nanas. V'chein b'tosfot Shabbat, daf dalet amud alef, kodem shiavo lidei isur skila, katvu demi she'edbik b'shabbat pat b'tanur, v'nimna milirdota. קודם אפייה בגלל האיסור שאסרו חכמים לרדות את הפת בשבת פטור מסקילה דהועיל והוסקק לכך על ידי מצוות חכמים מקרי אונס. Somebody, you find in Tosfos in Shabbos 4a, somebody who is madbik, who puts dough in the oven and he refrains from removing it before baking because of the iser that chachamim asered, is patur miskila. Why I was Michal Shabbos Doraisa? The answer is that he did so under the duress of the Chachamim, because Chachamim tell him you can't touch that, it's an Issur Derabanan. So yes, it looks like it's Ratzon, but the circumstances dictate that it's really Ones, it's really done under duress or not done under duress. He's not preventing the Issur because of duress, because of Ones. And if so, if a person has to eat a dvar iser al pi mitzvos rofim, if a person's in a life-threatening situation and he needs to do an iser to get him out of the life-threatening situation, you're right, it looks like it's ratzon that he's willingly doing it. Nobody's forcing him to do it. But self calls self, when he does it, he's doing it because of the external circumstances. He doesn't really want to eat this dvar iser, but he feels like he has to because he wants to save his life. So the yesod is of Rabbeinu Harav Weinberg that you can't bring a raya to our case of the sick person from the world of kinyanim. In the world of kinyanim, when somebody goes to the sick rikon and he says, listen, dude, you know, the guy's wearing his leather jacket and he's riding on his motorcycle and he has a shotgun in his hand. So he says to him, do me a favor. I know you want to kill me, but why kill me? It's going to be all bloody and thing. You may feel guilty. You know what? Just take my ranch. Take my cattle ranch. It's all yours. So in such a case, he taka has gemiras das. That's cool. That's in the world of kinyanim. He has gemiras das. And that's enough to make a kinyan. But in our case, by Yisurim, it's not an Isser if there's some onus involved. And here, there's an onus involved. What's the onus? What's the duress? He's sick. And he's going to die. And the only way he can save himself is by doing one of the big three. That should not be considered onus. That should not be considered Ratzon. And what the Achronim want to say in the Rambam, no, that's Ratzon. That's Ratzon because he's choosing to do it. He's forcing him to do the Isser. He's choosing to do it. Yes, something is forcing him to do the Isser. The fact that er Vilnish gestorben, he doesn't want to die, as they say in Russian. Or Latin, I'm not sure what language that is. So, the Kitzur HaDvarim, the Rav Weinberg, is Doiche, this Raya of the Rogatchover, from the case of Kinyanim. And the difficulty is, with this Tichia, is that the distinction made by the Gemara between Unsa D'Nafshe and Unsa D'Achrine is only in the Gemara's Havamina. But it doesn't remain that way, the Maskana. The Maskana doesn't matter. The Maskana's HaGemara, and אנחנו מדברים על מסכת בבא בתרא בדף ממחת, לפי מסקנת הגמרא, סברה הוא. אגב ונסה גמר ומקנה, רשבם, רפונה מסברה דידי כאמר, דמתוך ייסורים גמר ליבו ומקנה, הועיל ואי קטרתי ייסורים ומתן מאות, דלא מפסיד מידי. At the end of the day, there's Yisurim. He's being forced. And there's also Matan Maos. There's also money being given. So he wants to sell. Even in the case of Unsa D'Achrini. Not only in the case of Unsa D'Nafshe, do we say that it's a valid sale? But even if it's an Unsa D'Achrini, so how does the Sri Deish say that the Gemara's whole chiluk is only in the world of kinyanim, not in the world of Isurim? In the world of kinyanim, because there's a chiluk between Unsa D'Nafshe and Unsa D'Achrini. If Unsa D'Nafshe, he wants it because he wants the money, so he's choosing to sell. And Zvini Zvini. But Unsa D'Achrini, Shemachrichim oto limkor, there we say, Lo Gomer Amakni. So the Gemara makes a chilek and says this is ratzon, this isn't ratzon. When he needs the money, it's considered ratzon, because he's willingly doing it. But when somebody's forcing him, he's not willingly doing it. Just the other guy's forcing him. That's only in the Havamina. But in the Maskana, even when someone else forces it, it's considered ratzon. So the answer apparently is that the way our Weinberg learns the Gemara, the whole maskana of there's ratzon either way, Gemara makni, whether it's unsa denafshe or unsa dachrine, there's a decision, a resolution to sell. That's only when he receives money. But when he doesn't receive money, we stay with the Havamin of the Gemara. That it depends. That tell you of a Yaiv, if he's forced, directly, then what do we say to give? In other words, what's the force directly to give? Unsadachrini. So there we say, if he's not getting money and he's forced to give, we say that he's not giving. However, when it comes to the case of unsadinafshe, where somebody else, it's his own onus, he's deciding to give it away for his own reasons, but nobody is forcing him. In such a case, that's considered that he has ratzon. When somebody else is forcing him to give it, that's not considered ratzon. But when he decides on his own to give it, that is considered ratzon, for whatever reason, for whatever stress, for whatever duress. So the whole chilek of the Gemara, that the whole maskan of the Gemara, that we're not mechalek between the two, we're not mechalek between unsa denavshe and unsa dachorin. In both cases, is considered ratzon. That's only in the Havamina. Where what? Where he's receiving money. There were mechalek in the Havamina between unsa denavshe and unsa dachrine. Unsa denavshe is considered ratzon. Unsa dachrine is not considered ratzon. That's in the Havamina. And then the maskana, we say it doesn't matter. As long as he's getting money, he has ratzon. But let's say he's not getting money. So then the Gemara stays with what it says in the Havamina, that there's a difference between unsa denavshe and unsa dachrine. That unsa denavshe is ratzon, and unsa dachrine is not considered ratzon. And that's what the Sri Deish says. That's what the Rav Weinberg says. That by unsa denavshe there's gemiras das when he's not getting money. By unsa dachrine there's no gemiras das if he's not getting money. And that's and in the case of ratzu lahargo, in the case where somebody actually wanted to kill him, and then he saves himself by giving the field, which is considered unsa denavshe, maybe, which is considered unsa dachrini, but it's like unsa denavshe, because here he really wants to save his life by giving away the field. So in the case of the sikrakun, this is like a case of unsa denavshe, where he really has Gemira's Das. And since he really has Gemira's Das, it's considered a valid giving. So normally, there's no Gemira's Das. But here, there is Gemira's Das, because he really wants to give away the field. So this is like a case, not of Unsa Dachrini, but of Unsa Dinavshe. And again, that's all where he wasn't getting money. And where he wasn't getting money, we have this chiluk between Unsa Dinavshe and Unsa Dachrini. And Unsa Dinavshe is Ratzon, and Unsa Dachrini is not Ratzon. Because there it's telling Kamira's Das. So if his life is at stake, then even though it's Unsa Dachrini, we consider it like Unsa Dinavshe, and he has Ratzon. He has Gemira's Das. But by Yisurim, you can't be Mechalek between Unsa Dinavshe and Unsa Dachrini. By Yisurim, there's no chiluk between Unsa Dinavshe and Unsa Dachrini. As long as there's any onus involved, he's Pater. And we see this by somebody who's an Eishas Ishanensa. We say the Yitzra Alvisha. Why? Because there's some, even though it looks like Ratzon, but since there's some onus involved here, the Ratzon came as a result of Ones. She's off the hook. She's Muteris Labayla. Tyson Shabbos. Even though there is some Ratzon involved here, he wants to leave the bread in the oven. But since there's some Ones involved, the rabbis are stopping him. What's the din? The din is that he's Pater, because there was some Ones involved. Now the only question is, how do you read the Gemara that way? How do you read the Gemara that the whole maskana of the Gemara, there's no chiluk between Unsa Dinavshe and Unsa Dachrini, is only if he's receiving money in the Habamina, and then in the maskana they're the same, that if he's receiving money it doesn't matter where it's Unsa Dinavshe or Unsa Dachrini, it's always Gamar Lahaknos, it's always that he had Ratzon to sell. But if he's not receiving money, then we stay with the chiluk of the Habamina, that if it's Unsa Dinavshe, if he's selling it because of his own will, for whatever reason, he feels a duress to sell it, but he's deciding to sell it, that's considered Ratzon. And if there's Unsa Dachrini, somebody's forcing him to do so, that's not considered Ratzon. That's not Gamar Lahaknos. How do you know that we stay with this chiluk of the Havamina when he's not receiving money? So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, I hope that to explain that, and we will see continuing neflos mitaras Hashem, and hopefully we will see more of this fascinating sugya, and please God, if you stay tuned, you will nireh neflaot mitorat Hashem, she'ir einenu be'or torato. And in the meantime, we've seen already neflos, but we have to really get to the bottom of this raya, how to read the Gemara differently. Meretz Hashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.